Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry also addressed the situation in Syria and how tenuous the talks are with Russia.
It's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously. There's no notion or indication of a seriousness of purpose with what is taking place right now.
United States is pushing Russia to pressure Syria to honor a ceasefire and led relief convoys into Aleppo. UN Refugee Agency warning the impending battle by Iraqi government forces to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State militants could trigger one of the largest man-made disasters in many years. UNHCR representative in Iraq Bruno Ghetto says many options are being considered, including setting up emergency camps closer to the theater of operations.
The assumption is that these people will not be taken too far from their villages. The people taken there may remain there for a shorter period of time. Once the village is cleared and stabilized, they will return.
Ghetto says the UNHCR is particularly concerned about the safety and protection of civilians who are fleeing Mosul. Sudan's Justice Minister Awad Hassan al-Nur has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International says the symptoms of the people there are due to chemical weapons exposure. This is VOA News. India's army says it launched surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan, but Islamabad rejected the claim, calling it an incident of cross-border firing. The strikes follow a militant attack on the India Army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the incident would not go unpunished. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte linked himself to the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler today, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals to what he called to finish the problem. Duterte took office in June of 30th after winning a presidential election. Last May, he's vowed to end corruption and drugs in the country. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump crisscrossing the country campaigning. Clinton spoke to supporters about her plans for the country.
Number one, we need an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, right? We need to keep our country safe, and we need to lead the world with strong and steady leadership in accordance with our values.
Trump also appeared before supporters.
We're going to work very hard together over the next 40 days. Can you believe it? 40 days. This started June 16th in New York City, and here we are. And we're going to win this state. We're going to win back the White House. We're going to make America great again.
The two candidates faced off against each other in a debate earlier in the week and will do so again on October the 9th in a town hall format, where voters will be asking the questions. President Obama will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres, Mr. Obama leading a delegation of 32 U.S. officials, including former President Bill Clinton and Secretary of State John Kerry. The American leader will be joined by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. In attending that funeral, Abbas said he hopes to send a message to the Israeli society that the Palestinians are for peace and appreciate the efforts of peaceful men like Shimon Peres. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. And Curtis Roosevelt, the youngest grandson of former U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, has died at the age of 86. He died at his home in France from an apparent heart attack. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.